Let's welcome in a former Georgia quarterback, now does a great job covering college football for CBS Sports Network, and that, of course, is Aaron Murray. Aaron, appreciate the time. How you been?
Good, man. It was good to have college football this weekend and fans and tailgating, and it was just a lot of fun. I had a great game. I actually have had the opportunity to cover two games in the past 2 weeks, at a week zero and a week one, and it's just such a different feel this year when you show up to the stadium and there's people barbecuing and eating and drinking and having a good time. So it's been a great first couple weeks here to start the season.
No question about that, and I know it's probably a little extra special for you when your school has that defensive performance and the way that they played, taking care of big bad Clemson on Saturday night.
Holy smokes. I mean, this is probably one of the best defenses that I've ever seen. Definitely at the University of Georgia, best defense I've ever seen. And it's all three levels, but really, as we all know, the front seven from Jordan Davis to Jalen Carter. I thought N'Kobe Dean was an absolute monster at the linebacking position. And they tested Clemson. They said, listen, Clemson, we know you don't have a great offensive line. We know that this isn't maybe the best year for skill positions when it comes to Clemson. I know Justin Ross is back at receiver. But at the end of the day, it was just really, can we stop him? And I don't think they were really worried about anything else, especially the run game. So they really tested that offensive line. They got after him. A lot of cross-dog blitzes, a lot of pipe blitzes where you're bringing both linebackers and a safety right down the middle. They got after him. They confused him. And DJU struggled. But this defense is going to give everyone fits this year. This is going to be, in my mind, I think it's going to be the best defense in the country. They're stacked at all three levels. They're going to get one of their starting safeties back here in the next couple of weeks. It's going to really finalize this defense. And their schedule is pretty cupcake, honestly. You know, they really don't face opponent offense for the rest of the year. So it's going to be good for the offense. Sit back, relax, and just don't screw it up.
I remember watching you a few weeks ago on CBS Sports Network, and they were asking who's the most overhyped team in the top 25 going into 2021. And you had Clemson, even with how you didn't think maybe Clemson was going to have the greatest of years for the Clemson standards. Was it still surprising, even with how great Georgia's defense is and what we're understanding of their defense, how just awful of a performance they had offensively for the Tigers?
I was surprised. And, you know, I had a feeling this was going to be a low-scoring game. I had it Georgia 24-20, and it's crazy for me coming from, you know, playing 8 years ago, that would have been a great game. And today's standard, that's low-scoring.
Yeah, right.
So, 10-3 is an extremely low-scoring football game. Two of the best defenses this year are going to be better than they were last year. I have a feeling of that. Shoot, just watch Ole Miss last night and how much better they performed this season. Year two under the system, a non-COVID-type off-season with spring and fall camp where you're able to hit, go against your offense, get lined up, all that good stuff really was beneficial for defenses. But yeah, I was surprised. DJ Uiagalelei, finally is slowly getting better at the name. He looked confused, and I know Kurt Herbstreit said it a lot during the broadcast, but it was true. He looked like the game was just happening too fast. And I think the kid is uber talented. I think he's going to still be, and I think there's a lot of people out there with the same belief. He's going to be one of the premier quarterbacks in this country, whether it's this year or next year before he gets ready for the NFL. He has all the tools. Unfortunately, he faced the best defense in the country, week one, an offensive line that is not very good, inability to run the football, and just a lot of pressure on him to go out there and be perfect, which is just not feasible against what Georgia is going to be able to bring. So a little bit surprised, but you know, a good thing for them, just like Georgia. Schedule is not super tough down the stretch for Clemson. They should still take care of business in the ACC. But I just, to me, you see what happened with the ACC this weekend. Miami got just stomped by Alabama. North Carolina lost a game to Virginia Tech. Last night, Louisville lost to Ole Miss. It's just a very weak conference. So even if they do win out and win the ACC, I just don't know if they deserve a chance to be in that Final Four at the end of the day.
And let's be real. Even though they lost to Georgia, and maybe you want Georgia to win out, the way that this is probably going to work, I don't think Alabama's probably going to lose the game in the regular season. So you're going to need Georgia to lose two games, and one of those probably being the SEC championship game for them to get in.
Yeah, I see. Unless Georgia just completely, you know, craps the bed here at some point during the season, which, you know, based on the defense, and I do believe the offense is going to get better, I don't see the dogs dropping the game. And I'm in the belief right now that you're going to most likely, you know, listen, injuries happen, crazy things happen, but you look at Georgia's schedule, UAB, South Carolina at Vanderbilt, Arkansas at Auburn, Kentucky. I think Kentucky's a really good team with Will Levis at quarterback. That game's interesting, but they get Kentucky at home. Florida offensively is in shambles right now. They don't have a quarterback who can throw the football. The schedule, if Georgia does what they did this past weekend and just gets a little bit better offensively, they should be undefeated. I don't think anyone taking down Alabama. They're just too darn good. You have a chance to see two undefeated teams in the SEC championship game with, doesn't matter who wins, who loses, both teams are going to be in the playoffs at the end of the day. And then, you know, then it's Ohio State most likely, then it's Oklahoma. And I just think Clemson, even if they're, you know, 12-1, they're going to be in the outside looking in based on the performance versus the dogs and just based on how overall weak the ACC is this year.
Talking to Aaron Murray right now, what do you think JT Daniels will become as the season does continue to progress?
He'll be fine. You know, it's not so much JT in my mind, and I had an issue with this last year. I just think they don't have the greatest of talent at the receiving position. They have a group of guys that are they're good. They're not explosive. They're not game changers. There's no one, if you're a defensive coordinator, there's no one on Georgia's roster when it comes to receivers or tight ends right now where you're like, okay, I'm worried about him. We need to put a safety over top. We got to do this, whatever it is, the game plan about slowing him down. They don't have that guy. And, you know, once again, it puts a lot of pressure on JT to be absolutely perfect. I think he's a good quarterback. A top 10, top 15 quarterback in college football. He's accurate. He gets the ball on time. He's intelligent. It just doesn't help that he doesn't have the extreme dynamic playmakers around him. So it's going to be an offense. I know Georgia fans hate this because they want Alabama. They want LSU. They want throwing the ball up and down the field, scoring all these points. This is still an offense that's going to score average from, you know, anywhere from 26 to 32 points per game, which is really good. But it isn't Alabama that scored 50 points per game last year. It's not LSU that was scoring in the 40s, 50s the year before. That's not them, but you don't have to be like that. When your defense is going to give up, you know, low teens at worst, all you need to score is 25 points and you're going to win most of your games. So it's an average offense because of the skill. I think JT is a good quarterback. That just needs to manage it pretty much, and he'll be fine.
Talking to Aaron Murray right now. It's amazing how people still question Alabama after all these years. They go through it every year. They lose talented players after talented players, and they replace them like the talented players before basically did nothing. I know it's Miami, but people were high on that defense with Manny Diaz. To see what Bryce Young was able to do over the weekend was just simply amazing.
Oh, my goodness. And the thing with Alabama is they do the little things right. And I just want to talk about there's one play that's been huge in all of college football, and Alabama's run it to perfection, and a lot of teams are trying to, is just the bubble screen. You know, you line up in a 3-by-1 formation or even a 2-by-2, and you have the back as a flare route to the outside, and the two outside receivers are blocking. It's man-on-man. You throw the bubble to the number 3 receiver. He catches it, and those guys got to block. And the amount of times I saw this weekend – receivers and backs just getting absolutely blown up in the backfield or having to adjust based on the guy coming free, all that. And just, you know, the receiver's not doing the little things and blocking for their buddy, not blocking for their teammate. You watch Alabama, they block their butts off. I mean, we're talking about 5-star receivers. We're talking about guys like Devontae Smith last year who won the Heisman, that when he was an outside receiver and his buddy Menchie was going to catch a bubble screen, he was blocking his tail off. They do the little things to perfection, and that's what makes this team so good. And the part of the reason is because they know that Saban's not afraid to put your butt on the bench. If you don't want to block, I don't care how good of a route runner you are, we got 4- and 5-star guys behind you that can run the routes just as well, that are willing to block for their teammates when the time comes. They do the little things right, and that's what makes this team so successful. And I love what Bryce Young did. Bryce Young was tremendous. For a young kid who hasn't played a lot of football, a kid who's extremely athletic, he kept his eyes up. He moved in the pocket really well. He was a passer first at all times, and then extremely accurate with the football. This is an offense that is going to once again be one of the best in the country. It's a defense that is going to be one of the best in the country. And right now, you know, if you had to tell me, hey, Alabama or the field, to win a national championship, I honestly, I would take Alabama as long as they could stay healthy.
With that being said, how close of a game would Alabama be up against Georgia if they were to play tomorrow?
I think Georgia's defense would keep them in it early. I think it would be, if I had to put a score on it, I would say, 34-24, I would say Alabama wins. I think Georgia would get, let's not forget, Georgia was able to go to Alabama last year. It was leading at halftime with Stetson Bennett at quarterback. I mean, the difference is obviously Alabama's defense is a lot better today than they were middle of season last year when Georgia went to Tuscaloosa. But I just think they're hitting on all cylinders, offense, defense, where right now Georgia still has a long way to go offensively to be super explosive.
Aaron Murray here with us. Are you a believer in Oklahoma this season?
I still am. I love this roster. I love this team. And it was just one of those week one games where you're playing I'm not going to use the word scrub, but I guess I'll use the word scrub, a team that you're not expecting to really be in it. The starters are expecting to go in there, play a half, be done with it. And Tulane showed up to play ball, and they showed up to play for all four quarters. And it can just kind of shock you a little bit, but I still am a believer in Spencer Rattler and the offense. I do believe the defense is going to be improved from where they were last year. I just think it was one of those games where you kind of get caught looking ahead, expecting to just blow by this team and move on. So I guarantee you this weekend when they play, who is it? It's Western Carolina. You may see like a 50-something-7 football game. I think they're going to come out extremely focused and ready to show the country that, hey, last week was just a fluke week one.
Aaron Murray, we all know Mac Brown is a legendary coach, now actually has some expectations at UNC. Sam Howell's had two good seasons. Now there was actually expectations and buzz going into this year. Were they just not ready for the expectations, or was you just chalked this up to, hey, anything could happen in week one?
No, I just think they don't have skill guys around. And when you lose your best backs, the best receivers, it's tough sledding. And you face a Virginia Tech Hokie team that's actually pretty darn good on the road, hostile environment there. And it just wasn't Sam Howell's best day. And I just felt like watching him play on that game on Friday night, he was trying to do everything and be Superman, which he's close to being Superman. I love the kid. I think he's an absolute stud. He's a first-round talent in my mind. But he needs to continue to find guys around him that can make plays. And that's tough. It's either you have it or you don't. Josh Downs played well, 8 receptions, 120-something yards. They just don't have that consistent guy, that playmaking ability like they did last year, especially in the run game. And I'm still a believer, and this goes for a lot of teams, a team like even LSU over the weekend. All these offenses the past couple of years that have been prolific, that have scored 40, 50 points, or putting up all these crazy stats, and you think they're throwing the ball every down, what did they have? They had an incredible run game. Go to LSU 2 years ago when they had that magical season. Clyde Edwards was a running back. They were tremendous running the football. Last year, Alabama, they had all these great receivers, a Heisman-winning receiver in Devontae. Mac Jones is breaking records left and right. They had Najee Harris running the rock. Football is still about the fundamentals, blocking, tackling, and running. And if you can't run the football, you're not going to win games, and you're not going to be successful because these defenses are too smart nowadays. They're just going to play shell defense, keep everything in front of them, and just say, listen, if you can't run, we're going to have support over the top. So until North Carolina can run the ball consistently and get some more single coverage on the outside to help Sam, they'll struggle this season.
Last thing I'll ask you, Aaron Murray, the Pac-12 has some good teams this year. That's evident through week zero and now week one. Is there anyone that you trust in the Pac-12 to not only just be good but to be great this year?
I've been super, really, really impressed with UCLA. You want to talk about a team that's playing big boy football right now? When I was watching the film versus LSU, not only could they stop the run against an SEC team, which, it's kind of still mind-blowing to me based on the way UCLA's defense played last year, but they lined up and played big boy football themselves. They got in 13 personnel, one back, 3 tight ends, a receiver, and just ran it right down their throat the entire football game. It was really impressive to see those guys dominate the line of scrimmage against LSU. The one question I do have with them is just, how consistent can Dorian Thompson-Robinson be? He's a great athlete. I'm not 100% sold on him throwing the football. This is going to be a team that's going to have to rely on that running game and the offensive line and dominating. But, you know, based on what we've seen the first 2 weeks, them versus Hawaii, and then last week versus LSU, this is a hard-nosed football team. It's a well-coached football team. I like them a lot. They've been a great surprise. And then, obviously, USC with Slovis at quarterback. You got a quarterback, you're going to have a chance. I like those two teams for the first 2 weeks of the season right now.
Aaron Murray, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Fun to chat with you.
Have a good one. See you.